Welcome to the Marriage Podcast with David and Summer.
We're here to dive into all things marriage, faith, and family. Real talk for real couples.
Thanks for joining us. Let's get into today's episode.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Marriage Podcast with Dave and Summer. And we believe that every marriage can make it and that every marriage has a purpose. And today we're going to talk about, should you spank your kids?
Should you spank or should you whoop?
This is a hot topic, a lot of discussion around this. And what comes to your mind when you think about this topic?
I, as a child, should have never got either one of those. That's what I know. As a child, I remember, good Lord, I didn't get spanking. She only used that word spanking in teacher-parent conferences.
Yeah, it was whoopings back in the day.
She whooped the mess out of me.
I think both of our families, obviously, believed in whoopings.
Yeah.
I remember specific ones, and I'll never forget them.
Oh, yeah. I remember running around the house. She chasing me. Ooh, I was fastball, but she got me.
You know, the last time I was spanked, this is crazy.
How old were you?
Sophomore. In high school. I tried to skip school. I never skipped school ever. I always wanted to be at school. I enjoyed being there, even though I wasn't a straight-A student. And I skipped one day with my cousin. My cousin, Hannah, called the school to pose as my mom. And a girl that kind of liked me knew what I was doing and called me. She called my parents.
Oh, wow. So she liked you, but maybe because you didn't like her back, yeah, she got you.
She called my parents, and I came home, and my dad was like, how was school today? I said, it was good. He said, nope, it wasn't.
How does that happen as
a sophomore? I got spanked as a sophomore. But that was the last time.
Wow.
But when I think about it, this is a hot topic. The Bible speaks about this.
Yeah.
In Proverbs several times. Mm-hmm. And then also there's an interesting text about King David and one of his sons that tried to be king at the transition point of Solomon. The Bible says that David never corrected him.
He needed a whooping.
And he lost his life, unfortunately. But it was interesting that the Bible specifies that David never corrected him.
Yeah.
So there is something to be said. The Bible says that in connection with ultimately how he ended up.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, there is obviously a biblical precedent of this. And I would say that you and I believe in spanking. I would say the Bible speaks about that in Proverbs several times. And the Bible says if we don't correct our kids, they will be led to destruction.
Mm-hmm.
I would also say that you and I don't spank our kids every day. We don't, you know, they don't need that.
I'm about to say, we haven't whooped our kids.
We haven't whooped our kids. And I would say that.
In a long time.
And I would say that, yeah, we haven't done it. And we believe in it. But I would also say, I think we also believe in discerning the child and understanding
exactly
what they need. And we can discipline our children in ways nowadays that maybe is even more effective than spanking.
Exactly.
How would you speak to that?
Well, let me just say, I remember, was it Thanksgiving, this past Thanksgiving, and I was talking to my family, and my brother was saying something about whipping or whatever, and it's just, my brother, I don't know. I don't see him really doing that, and I was like, do you really whip your kids? Did you whip your kids? And he was like, yeah. I was like, oh my gosh. And then, you know, they were just going to, you know, like my sister-in-law does, my niece does, you know, whatever. And so they were like, do you? And I was like, I don't. I mean, they were talking about, you know, with a belt. And I was like, no, I don't do that. But here, let me just say this. For me and yourself,
mm-hmm,
we've never used a belt. Mm-hmm. But I'll say that, like you said, I think each child needs discipline. What that looks like does depend on the child,
right,
and how the child will receive discipline,
right,
and correction.
That's good.
So I'll say, like with our first son, Davin, when he did something and he was a toddler, and I just took his hand and I just tapped it. Like I didn't even I just tapped. Oh, he just lost it. He just fell. I was like, oh, this is all I got to do.
And you remember with him too, I joked one time. He was a little older than a toddler. And I was like, man, David, you hurt my feelings. He started crying. Yeah. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I was just kidding, man. I'm just joking. So
yeah.
Very sensitive, very right. tender. To go full out spanking him,
right.
that wasn't there.
Now, I will say that... you know, there's a couple of our kids that I, you know, definitely use the hand on their hand or on their behind and several times. And I will admit, like, you know, I don't agree with this, but I did spank or whoop, whatever you want to call it, in anger a couple of times.
I have to.
And that's not right.
I apologize to the kids.
Yeah, of course, you know, apologize after. I have found myself, once I've got a hold of that within me, then I've learned to just walk away because I will.
Well, I think here's the thing.
You know.
I think, obviously, these verses have been used and it's been abusive.
Yeah.
Spoil the rod, hate the child. You know, there's verses that are clearly stating to spank our kids.
Mm-hmm.
And yet these verses in Proverbs can be used and it's abusive. It's the letter of the law, meaning this is what the Bible says, and no matter what our kid did or didn't do, he's going to get spanked or he's going to get spanked. And it's like, no, step back. There is obviously precedent to obey the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't correct our kids, then that's not good. If we don't have, you know, repercussions, that's not good. We have to have boundaries. And my mom, you know, told us, you know, when we first started having kids, is be consistent. You know, these parents, I'm going to count to three, and they count to three 20 times. You know, and it's like, you can't do that. Like,
and
you got to have consistency.
Not with my kids.
And unfortunately, there are situations where, like, there's both extremes, right? So you have, you know, families that maybe spank their kids to a fault. It's like to the letter of the law. And it's like they're breaking their kid's spirit. And that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, other extremes, the kids do what they want, free willy. And we're not going to confine our kids. We're not going to, you know, impede their space. And there is no discipline, and you can tell.
Oh, yeah.
So both are wrong. Mm-hmm. To me, it's in the middle. And our children need discipline. When they do something wrong, they need to know that we see them and we're going to correct them.
Mm-hmm.
To me, biblically balanced is if spanking is needed, then we shouldn't spank in anger. Our spanking shouldn't be abusive and physical punishment. Our spanking shouldn't go, you know, it shouldn't cross the line. But I would also say that when it's needed, it's needed. But then also take a step back and discern your child. And like with, you know, Davin, our oldest child, that wasn't the case.
Mm-hmm.
And so we could punish him in different ways, and it was just as effective. And I think that we got to discern, what do our children need? And let's connect with their hearts and not just jump. Well, the Bible says, pat, 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 pat. And it's like, are we creating a gap or are we bridging the gap with our children in punishment and, you know, in discipline and in those moments? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We haven't really spanked our kids in a really long time, but I would say they've messed up. We've spoken to them, corrected them and all that. But to me, it's like, let's discern what's going on. And you're going to know that I'm the leader of the house and you're the leader of the house and we're the parents and we're going to be in charge. We don't have to be throwing the belt around to do that.
No. And I think you got to start early, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the reasons why we have not need, you know, to spank them or whoop them or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to start early and you have to be consistent. I've been in households where I've seen one of my friends get whooped and it was nothing. And that showed me that their parent wasn't consistent. That showed me that their parent, like, they really looked at it as a joke. It wasn't a big deal to them. And so I was just like,
it wasn't a joke for my dad.
I was afraid of my mom, you know.
I stuffed my pants with, like, diapers one time to give me a pad and it didn't work.
That's so ridiculous.
It was worse.
I was not that smart. But I remember blaming the devil one time. I'm just like, that was the excuse.
The devil made me do it.
And you know what? Woo. I think she was just too tired. And she did not spank me that day. But all in all, I think that, I think you need to start early. And now that our kids have gotten older, we can have conversations,
right,
and they can understand, we can understand them, and we can move forward. Yeah, I'm trying to think, you know, with Kendallin, I've spanked her. My boys don't think that I spanked her, but I mean, I have. And I will say, though, this is something that I never thought as a child, but sometimes, I don't know how you feel, but sometimes when I have had to discipline them, I feel horrible. Sometimes I feel horrible in having to discipline them. And it's like, it's harder on me than it is on the kid. I don't think my mom has felt that. She's probably like, who cares? But you know what? I think as they've gotten older, mm-hmm, like me taking away, now if they've ticked me off, then I'm like, yeah, you're done, you know, but there's some things where I'm just like, ugh, you know, you're disciplined, you're grounded in something. And so it's like, I'm grounded in it too, you know?
Sure.
So yeah, it's just, it's an interesting, but I guess so here's the question, as far as a marriage, mm-hmm, how would you share or explain, mm-hmm, how do we go about, and I don't know if we really talked about it, you know?
You know, we haven't, but I think that
we both agreed in discipline. Yeah,
we both agreed. But I think our unity, our connection stems down to our children.
Yes.
We do not let our kids. So if you're watching today or listening, we do not let our kids divide us.
Right.
So that's not going to happen. So if I say no, and then, you know, they go to their mom, and then they divide us and we cave into that, that's not happening in our house.
I don't think they've ever done that.
Right.
They can't.
But the tone is set. That's not going to happen.
Right.
So I think for some parents that does. The
sure.
dad says yes or no, and the mom says the opposite, and they cave in, the kid gets their way, and then all of a sudden they ding, ding, ding. Mm-hmm. I can do this and get what I want. To me, I would advise every married couple to always be a united front. And then I would say if there needs to be a conversation, mm-hmm, about what steps to take with the child, do it in private.
Mm-hmm.
As a married couple, go in a room, talk what should be done to our son or daughter, mm-hmm, and then come out as a united front and do not budge.
Right.
And I think that the consistency factor, my mom's right. You can't sit here for 20 times and say, I'm going to count to three, Johnny. And if you don't do it, I'm going to pop you. And then he doesn't do it. Then I'm going to count to three a second time and
right.
keep going and going. That's not good. I'm going to say it one time. Mm-hmm. And if you don't do it, then there's going to be a pop on your hand or, you know, time out in the corner. I joke about timeouts, but you know what I'm saying? But, you know, but there's going to be, the child has to know that we mean business.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we're tired. Sometimes we get wore down. It's easier just to go, you know, and not maybe follow through, but there's a better way. And the long-term win is to be consistent.
Right.
I would say that as our kids are older, that the Bible says a soft word can break the bone, mm-hmm, in Proverbs. So to me, sometimes just a conversation in a calm way, or even if we have to raise our voice, but just a conversation, and then from that conversation we have a punishment, can be super more effective than sitting here throwing a belt around, because we're having a heart-to-heart dialogue. And I'm explaining what's going on and why this is wrong and where this, you know, misfired. And we're talking it through. Man, that can be effective.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's more effective that way at times, because especially as they get older, because let's have a conversation and let's really talk about this instead of have an emotional outburst. And it just kind of has this culminating burst and then it dies away and we can talk after. But I think it's a more effective to do it that way.
Sure.
So to me, our kids aren't all the same. Not every child needs a rod. Not every child needs a belt every time. It's just not the case. Mm-hmm. And I know some are going to disagree with me and agree with me or whatever, and I'm not here to cause division. I'm just saying I've seen people take those verses and totally abuse kids. It's the same way if a guy says, well, the Bible says my wife should be under me. Okay, I can take those verses and abuse them.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can have balance, and the balance is love my wife as Christ loves the church. The balance is, fathers, don't provoke your kids to wrath.
Huge.
So, yes, I can spank my children, but dads, are you provoking them to wrath? Mm. Are you being a jerk, mm-hmm. quite frankly? Are you being disconnected, then coming in the room, you don't talk to them hardly, and you start whacking them? Well, that's not mm-hmm. right. That's imbalanced. So they need to see consistency and have consistency from us, to me, mm-hmm. in our parenting style, and we're discerning each child. With Kendallin, we can raise our voice, and she starts crying.
Oh my gosh.
So it's like, okay, I can raise my voice and correct
just
her.
Just crumbles.
She's not playing, and she's not manipulating us. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like she's trying to, you know, you can tell she's just like, she's crushed. Mm-hmm. Okay, do I sit here and keep going and just start driving her into the ground? Or do I say, okay, she has it. Go to your room, do whatever we need to do. And I think that's effective.
So let's go to another angle. Because I've been in conversations where the wives feel like the husband is doing too much of the discipline. And it goes back to, are we on the same page? Mm-hmm. And I think I've said this before in one of our podcasts, you know, but, you know, I was raised a single parent. She did get married. So we were part of a blended family. But majority of the time, I would say, as far as when it came to disciplined, she was the main one who was disciplining me, especially when it comes to any kind of physical. Now, I remember my bonus dad, he, bless his heart, you know, he's in heaven now, but, you know, he raised his voice to me. That was the first time, as far as being disciplined by a man raising their voice to me. That was very jarring. And my mother wasn't in the house. And so it was just me and him. It was very jarring and just like, oh my, you know, I was in some ways like Kendallin. I was crushed. It was done. It was over. And so I say that to say, now being married, having a godly, healthy husband, father in the home, and he's disciplining our kids as they're older, especially our sons. And what it takes me back to, it can take me back to that moment of me on the couch and my bonus dad is just going in and I'm like, oh my gosh. And so I have had to learn to not jump in and not try to correct. I have learned to say a secret code of like, I feel like this is going a little bit too far, mm-hmm. too much. I have learned to go in our bedroom and talk. And then, so that's one part. The other part is, you know, he will discipline. And I remember it was probably a couple of weeks ago. It wasn't even a discipline. You were just kind of like, no, you're not going to do this. And I knew that my son's heart was really set on wanting to do an mm-hmm. event. And because I've heard his conversations earlier on in the day.
Yep, yep.
And then his dad just was like, no, you're not doing it. And I just thought, I was so exhausted that day. I was so like, just done. And so I didn't even have the, you know, ability to say whatever. But my point is, I didn't say in the moment, Dave, you're wrong. He is going to go. Mm-hmm. Going back to what you said, I'm just trying to give a live example.
Yep.
So we were in our bedroom, and I just said, Dave, you know, he talked about this earlier. I think he should go. I think it would be fun for him to go. He wants to bring his brothers, like, you know, just helping him understand the whole context of it. And he was like, oh, okay, I didn't know all of that. So he's like, you know, come on in here, you know, and talk or whatever. So again, it's just learning how to be the healthiest mm-hmm. spouse and parent to your husband, to your spouse, and to your kid on how to handle discipline.
Yep.
And what does that look like? I will say with our kids when they were younger, if you do have younger children and they're bouncing off the walls and all the things, teach them how not to bounce off the wall at home. I heard this from someone. We really haven't had this. There's one child that would be bouncing off the walls. But he knew, like, when we would get around other places, he wouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, if you find that outside, then teach the kid at home.
Yeah.
We're going to sit here for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I want you to learn how to sit and how to relax and chill for 5 minutes. And maybe that's too long, but you can work yourself up to like 30 seconds or whatever. Mm-hmm. but my point is you got to teach them and cultivate this at home so that when they get outside, so that when they become 18 and living on their own or whatever it may be, they're able to hold themselves together. We've had one child, and I'll never forget. We had, was it spring break, I think, or fall break? And we went to, I want to say Kings Island. I don't know, maybe to the zoo or something. And he was a baby. And I remember him being in the crib in the hotel. He was just wailing. It was like time to go to bed. This kid's just out of control, wailing, like, you know. And I remember my husband going, "What is up with this kid?" I was always like, "This one's different. This one is different." And so we've had to, so I say that just in case if you have a child like this, we've had to learn to seek counsel, which was his mom and dad, talk to each other, of course. I remember going into daycare and I'm like, this, there was a kid like wailing out on the floor. And I'm like, what in the world is, whose kid is that? It's my kid. It's my kid. And I'm just telling you, he doesn't do that outside. Well, this particular time he did. It was my kid. You best believe, I yanked his tail up. I was like, you will never, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's, you know, straightening up. But it's just, hey, things happen. Kids are kids. Everyone's different. I wish, not really, but it's like, I wish kids, each kid was like the same child, but they're not. Even though they're in the same home, they're in a different, each one of them is in it. I've learned this. Each one of them is in a different home. Each one of them, even though it's physically the same home, but it's different for each kid. A parent, I'm different to each kid because each kid is different. They see their dad differently, not the same as everyone else. It's just, it is, it's just different. And so it's, in some ways, you need to call on the helper. Excuse me. You need to call on the paracletos. You need to call on the Holy Spirit to really help you, teach you, help me with this kid. What is it about this child? How does this child receive love? How does this child receive discipline? And, you know, what do I need to do to like really allow this kid to thrive into, you know, their purpose in life. And so I say all of that to say, it's like, it's a hard, hard job.
Yep.
But man, it's a beautiful job. I would not trade this for anything.
And they just, and the bottom line is we have to connect with our kids
big time
over and over again, have a heart to heart connection. So that there's this bond that's growing. And when discipline is needed, there's a sense of safety. In fact, there's studies that show families that don't correct their kids just do whatever they want. They've done studies that have shown those kids, and I was a teenager, I wanted a house like that, right? You know, like, I want to do whatever I want. But those kids feel unsafe versus families that do have structure and accountability and consistency, those kids feel safe. So it's interesting what we think, especially in an adolescent mind or a teenage mind, if I can do whatever I want, that breeds freedom. But really inside, they're feeling shaky. There's a sense of you know, they're not safe versus the opposite. So having a connection, having a bond, growing in that bond is needed so that this whole thing is healthy as best it can. In fact, recently, our oldest son, I was frustrated about something at church. Remember on a Sunday, we were hoping he would step out and get out of his comfort zone and be a part. He didn't do anything wrong, but it was kind of a frustrating thing for us. We were just like, come on, man. And I just kind of felt, just, you know, as you're saying, just kind of praying. And I just felt God say, just back up. Just don't put pressure on this. And so I wanted to talk. So we sat down and I said, hey man, tell me about this. What's going on? What are you feeling in these situations? Because, hey, man, you can do this. And he started opening up and talking to me. And I was like, oh my God, thank God I did not jump down his throat, because that would have been the last thing he needed. Mm-hmm. He needed me to understand where he's coming from and then fortify him in some of the things he was feeling so he could break through. 2 weeks later, after that conversation, he runs up to our office like, man, I'm doing, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, man, I'm in the zone. And he felt so great.
And he was great.
But it was like, that's an example of I could have jumped on him and said, da, 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 da. And he didn't need that.
Well, and can I just say, I was jumping on him.
Yeah.
So in the beginning, I was like, go do. It was too much.
And I was tempted too. I mean, I was tempted
but
to do
didn't.
It. And so I just want to encourage you today. I don't know where you're at. I don't know if your kids are out of the house, which, by the way, my dad always has said that we needed my dad more after 18.
Yeah.
Than we did before 18. So I just want to encourage you as parents, if you have adult kids, we need you. Mm-hmm. We need you, your mom and dad, forever. We need mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. If you have small kids, teenagers, whatever, we know this all is in different phases and stages of life. It looks different. Here's the deal. Please be consistent. Be in unity with your spouse. Don't let yourself be divided. Be a united front. Show your children love and correct them, because the Bible speaks that when we do that, we save their life. And the Bible speaks that their parents are known by the kids' behavior. So there is something to be said by that. We don't want it to be performance-based, but the Bible says that our kids' actions reflect on the parent at some level. Mm. So we know kids act out and stuff like that, but at some level. So I just want to encourage you, when I say take control, understand, take leadership. Mm. That's the way to say it. Take leadership in your home and lead your children into Jesus and lead them in love and lead them to be a productive adult. Mm-hmm. And it starts today, and you can do it. And we're not perfect. We're growing. We're learning. Take the Bible and believe what it says. Practice it. So we do believe in spanking. To answer the question, again, before we close, we do believe in spanking. But we also believe in connecting with our kid's heart.
Big time.
And discerning what our child needs, and it doesn't always need spanking. So balance that out. Be consistent. Walk with God. Be the leader of your home. Don't let your kid be the leader. You be the leader, because they need us. And I believe God's purpose will come to pass, and your children will be outstanding for God.
Amen. Amen. Can I just add one mm-hmm. thing? When I mentioned, like, I was going at Davin and mm-hmm. you were able to come in mm-hmm. and be led by the Holy Spirit, you and your spouse, tag team.
Yep.
Like, it's okay if you can't handle it or whatever, mm-hmm. have your spouse handle it. That's mm-hmm. what's so great about a couple is mm-hmm. that you both can take on the load together.
It's good.
And when you're feeling down, the other way can go. You know, with you and Zayden, he was his basketball coach, and mm-hmm. you know, something yep. was going off during practice. I was planning on going up to see Zayden, and you were like, man, go see him, you know. And I did. And you know, he needed me just to sit with him in the moment, you know, and just to say, you know, I'm here for you. I didn't talk much.
It's good.
But I was there for him. So my point is like, tag team. Don't mm-hmm. feel like you have to do it all on your own. Mm-hmm. Don't feel like you have to have it all together. But mm-hmm. as long as you two are working together in unity, you can handle this.
Right.
You can really do this. And mm-hmm. I will say that Adam and Eve had the best parent, and they still jacked up.
Yep. We're not perfect. Yep.
So, yep. you know, the enemy wants to get in mm-hmm. any kind of way he can, mm-hmm. but I believe that even though they jacked up, God still had a plan.
Right.
And God can still make a way for you and your family.
And just a couple more things. Hmm. When you talked to Zayden,
yes,
he was empowered to locate how he felt. The next morning, really early, he came to my office at our house and talked to me, and we had a great conversation. Mm-hmm. So this does take a team. And when we get it wrong, I've apologized to my kids.
Right.
As parents, don't pretend to be perfect. Mm-hmm. I would say one of the worst things we can do is our kids know we missed it, and then we don't apologize mm-hmm. and try to over-spiritualize it or like just be stubborn. I'm in charge. That's a disaster. In fact, in closing, I want to say this. Mm. There's a great statement, rules without relationship equal rebellion.
It's good.
Rules without relationship equal rebellion. So again, I've seen parents over the years spank their kids according to the Bible and have no relationship with them. And it, all it did was fuel rebellion. Have relationship with your kids. Get to know them, be with them, love them. Let them talk to you. Let them share with you things that you're just like, oh my God, but let them do it. Because man, if they can trust us, I used to say this, if we can talk to our kids about any, you know, about nothing, something, you know, whatever, one day they'll talk to us about something. And so I want to encourage you, move forward. You can do it with God. All things are possible. And so, just please consider to like, subscribe, or share. We'd be honored. We can't wait to come to you with the next episode and share with you more about our story. We've had requests to share with you about our love story, how we got together, and how we did all this. And so we want to share that with you and maybe give you some pointers as you navigate dating, being engaged, or even being married to your spouse now. So stay tuned for the next episode, and we will see you next time. And with Jesus, the best is yet to come.